Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Lost Levels Podcast, episode 244, Kirby's Epic Yarn. Today, I am hosting once again, yes, me, Sol, how do you do? And joining me is Spider Staryu.
Hello, hello, everyone.
It's just him, just me and him today, and we're going to be discussing Kirby's Epic Yarn, yes, a Wii game that is definitely different than most other Kirby games. However, today we're going to be delving into whether or not that's a good thing, and more. So the first question is, Kirby's Epic Yarn, when it was first revealed back in like 2010, maybe, probably even earlier than that, but what were your initial thoughts, if you can remember? Star, you can go first, and then I'll go.
Alright. My initial thoughts on Kirby's Epic Yarn. I love the style. I love the graphics. The graphics really please. It's really pleasing to look at. The graphics are really cutesy. Everything's made of yarn. All the enemies. All the little platforms you step on. Kirby himself. I believe also that was when we also found out that... Because it's been so long, it was a long time ago, but that's also when we found out that Kirby doesn't get any copy abilities.
Yes.
In this game, so it was like, really? Is this really going to work out? Like, is this going to really work as a Kirby game? So, other than that, I would say I've had a pretty positive outlook at first. And, by the way, I just want to quickly mention, we're doing Wii video game podcasts all month, because this is the month of Wii, just so we're clear about that. And also, all the games that we're going to mention this month can be found on the Wii U eShop.
Yes, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I completely forgot.
Yeah.
I meant to write it on the outline. Anyway, as for me, with the initial release, or announcement, sorry, of Kirby's Epic Yarn, I wasn't that old, but I do remember not liking... the fact that you couldn't have any copy abilities. I thought it was a weird take on Kirby. I didn't hate the look of it. I actually really like the music. I like the music. And it still does have some really good songs. So, I mean, that held up. But I didn't like the idea of not having copy abilities. And his main, function he could do was, like, whip. That was his thing. He could use his yarn whip.
Yeah.
Or a lash. I forgot what they called it. But, yeah, that. I thought it was weird. Obviously my feelings changed on it because I actually really like Kirby's Epic Yarn, but initially I feel like a lot of people were like you and me, weren't really, favoring this new take on Kirby. Which leads into the next question. How did your feelings towards Kirby's Epic Yarn change?
What do you mean by that?
As in change from the initial announcement of Kirby's Epic Yarn, like when we all first saw it, to today.
I would say it's sort of like a mixed bag for my first opinion. Like, my opinion on the graphics, that stayed. Oh my god. The levels are absolutely beautiful in this game. Oh my god. Beautiful, glorious, juicy in every single way. Really beautiful. The only thing that changed for negatively was that I realized that you couldn't really get hurt in this game. The point of purpose of not getting hurt is so you can have a really high score, but other than that, that's pretty much it. So Kirby can't really die in this game, not really. So that was kind of like a, really? That just makes the game so easy. Like, if I just wanted to just zoom through the game, that'd be so easy for me to do. So that's one negative, but other than that, I'd say it's just more of a mixed opinion compared to my initial reaction.
I would agree. We didn't really have any idea of the difficulty when the game was first being shown off, but like as the game obviously got into release and we got to play it, it was a little too easy. It really wasn't that hard to not be able to complete a level, at least eventually. I think the only challenging things would be like the later boss fights. Other than that, it was a pretty simple game, but... it still holds up that the look of the game is very appealing and the music was very nice. And while it is weird that Kirby doesn't have any copy abilities, it's not the worst thing in the world because the game still plays very well. And it's still, despite it not being challenging, which isn't the goal of the game, it's still fun. So it's not necessarily a bother,
yeah.
But it still would be nice if the game was challenging.
Yeah.
Okay. Kirby's Epic Yarn is very beautiful, and you get to go all throughout the world, or the, I think it's called, yeah, Patchland. You know, it's completely made out of felt and yarn and buttons, and there's many different levels and worlds within them, but which was your favorite world and level associated with that world? You go first.
Alrighty. I believe my favorite world was Treatland. Treatland was bodacious, and I think, let me see if I'm remembering this right. Sweets Park, I don't even know if you remember that, but Sweets Park, that was my favorite one. Oh, it's such a beautiful level. If we're talking about levels I didn't like, because I just want to mention it regardless, because I want to, my least favorite was in Hotland, because I don't really like desert areas or anything that's just like, ugh, you know, boring like that. So my least favorite was Pyramid Sands, I think it's the first level in Hotland.
I believe so. I think you're right on that.
Yeah, it's such a bore. Making me snore, making me go to sleep. I was
making me snore.
I couldn't deal with it. So yeah, Hotland is my least favorite, but Treatland, my most favorite.
I agree with you, except I think Hotland had the best, like, because, you know, as you went through each world, like, the world itself, or as you went through each level of a world, the world itself sort of grew because you had to interact with the environment and it changed slightly. Hotlands had my favorite because it was like this giant like carpet tapestry thing and it looked really nice. But my favorite world is actually Snowland. It's, you know, as it implies, it's pretty much a snow world, which I really like snow worlds. And I believe the level is called Mount Slide, and that was my favorite because I really like the sled. The one thing I like about ice levels are the sled levels or the skating levels, stuff like that. So I really like Mount Slide. And there's not much else to say with it, unfortunately, because it just was that, a sliding level. Yeah. But I did like. I also, Penguin Kirby's really cute, so I really like using him. And I believe you use him in that level. I don't remember it too. Yes, you do. You do. Okay, I had to check. Okay, yeah. Mount Slide. That's the level I like. Which, by the way, if we're going to talk about my least favorite world, it is Waterland. Because I think notoriously Kirby, like, especially Kirby, I mean, its water levels are notorious for being very boring. Like, I really can't think of any water worlds I like in Kirby.
Water is never fun in any... I love water, but in most games, water is usually so annoying, so boring. Music is usually good in water levels, but other than that, usually water levels are just
Yeah, but like the water levels in Kirby especially are like painstaking because oftentimes you can't get I'm sorry. Oftentimes you can't actually get like copy abilities. And while Kirby's Epic Yarn you can't get any anyway, but it's still boring to go through, and I don't really remember any levels that stood out. What was the boss for that world? I really did like the boss for that one. Capimari. The one with the giant squid with the wool cap. I like the boss in that one.
Oh. Okay, I know that one, yeah.
Yeah. Which... I mean, yeah, other than that world isn't that good, but... Since we're talking about pros and cons, what were, like, some pros that this game in particular did compared to the other Kirby titles? And cons to the game that this game has compared to other Kirby titles?
I mean, the pros I'll give for this game is that it's very unique. Very unique. Mm. Very different from most Kirby games. So that's definitely a pro. The music is great, the graphics are great, and, you know, I'm not even saying that as, like, a small thing, because we mentioned earlier, but really, the graphics are really beautiful. This is a Wii game, so you don't really expect, like, graphics to be too, like, amazing, but, like, it's really, like, you know, just really nice to look at. It's very pleasing to the eye, it's very just, aw, it's cute, aw, look at that, aw, look at this, it's adorable. So, it's a really pleasing theme. The cons of this game really are just, I'll say this, if you're the type of gamer that just wants to rush through things, you know, beat people up like Smash Brothers or whatever, or you like first-person shooters, or I don't even know why you're listening to this podcast, but I'm just saying, like, if you like really fast-paced games, I don't think this is the game for you. This is the game where you need to take your time You can't die in this game, so really, it's not really a big challenge. The challenge is of getting a high score, so if you're not worried about that, then you're going to be really bored with this game, because this game does not have much to offer aside from that. Other than that, yeah, it's just a nice relaxing game, I would say. That's a good way to put it. It's a relaxing game, a game to play, like, when you want to relax, nothing too crazy goes on, just relax and have fun. But if that's not your type of game, then you're definitely not going to enjoy it.
I would agree with that, but I think one of the pros of this game, well, obviously you said, you know, it looks very nice, and I agree with that, but, the con to this game is, I mentioned before in the beginning how it's very different from the Kirby game. If I were to, like, make a good comparison to how Kirby's Epic Yarn fits into the Kirby series, it's like how Paper Mario Sticker Star fits into... Or even better, probably Super Paper Mario fits into the Paper Mario series. It's just like that with Kirby's Epic Yarn, which, coincidentally, they both were on the Wii. So, yeah, they're very different. Like, Kirby doesn't have his air jump or his suction ability, which are, like, the two things he's known for. So, it's definitely different. And as a game itself, it's not a con, but it's definitely a con compared to the rest of the series, because I don't think, like, I couldn't play something like Kirby Superstar Ultra and then go to Kirby's Epic Yarn and feel they both are similar. They're both completely different despite being in the same series. But the pro to that is, if you're looking past that and going, okay, I accept that this is a different game, it does the whole, like, every Kirby game has to have this weird gimmick that it's focused around. Like, as of lately, like, Mass Attack had a whole bunch of Kirbys, or, I can't think of anything else. Oh, Kirby Planet Robobot had, like, those mechs that you could get into, and they'd change with different copy abilities. This game, I think, does that best, because it incorporates the entirety of the game with this gimmick, which also feeds into the con, as I said before, because it's so different. But, you know, everything works. It's a very fluid game, so I think it's fine. There are definitely some good parts of the game and bad parts of the game if we're looking at it compared to the Kirby series as a whole. But one thing that I didn't really get to mention, I mentioned it when I was talking about Penguin Kirby. I really do like Penguin Kirby. Is there are super transformations. There are normal transformations. For instance, when Kirby runs, he turns into a car, which is really cute. Yeah. Or on the ice levels, he turns into a sled, which is also awesome. I really like that. That was, like, a really nice touch. But as you would go through the levels, there was... I think it was called a loom or something like that. You'd run into a loom, and Kirby would turn into something, different.
Isn't it called Metamortix?
Oh, is it called that? I don't know. It looked like a loom. You might be right. I didn't remember the name. Yes, a Metamortex, I was checking, because I'm smart. And Kirby would turn into, as I said, certain things, like the tank bot is what pretty much everyone recognizes. Or my favorite, besides, Penguin, or I think it was called, like, Skateboarder or Spinboard or something like that, was the Dolphin. The Dolphin Kirby was really cute, but you only use him in, like, two levels. How do you feel about them, and which one was your favorite, and why? I already mentioned my favorite, but you go first, please.
My favorite was the train Kirby, because who doesn't like a good choo-choo train?
I can't stand the choo-choo train.
It's kind of annoying to control, but it's just, it's choo-choo, it's a choo-choo train. Who doesn't like a choo-choo train? Come on now. My least favorite was definitely the Dolphin. I don't like the Dolphin, I'm sorry. No. It's water. You know I don't like water. I know, it's ironic. I'm Spider Star you, and I just don't like water. But it's just in Kirby, it's just water's just not really my thing. But
that was the one thing that made the water levels enjoyable, was Dolphin Kirby.
But I don't like water levels, period.
I know, I don't either, but...
I mean, the super transformations were interesting, though. They made the level more intense for a couple seconds, so I gotta give it credit for that. But, yeah, other than that, it's kind of lackluster in some levels. Some levels you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I got the, what's it called? Oh, I got the tank pot. Shoot.
The fire engine.
Yeah, it's like, not the best. I'll just
say I really that. Liked, I think it was, you would use off-roader Kirby, and you could, like, there were races that you had to do. I thought that was a really cool, like, a neat thing. Because it wasn't, like, a one-time thing. I think you did it, like, once or twice, or two times, three times, you'd use off-roader Kirby and you had to race, which I thought was really fun.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, Dolphin Kirby is my favorite, even though I think Spin Border I had more fun with. I just like playing around with Dolphin Kirby, but Spin Border, Skateboarder, Penguin Kirby, I really don't remember the name. That was the best one. I of like, in terms of actual gameplay. Me, just because I really like dolphins and playing in those levels, the Dolphins one's my personal favorite, but, yeah. I think my least favorite one was Tankbot, because it wasn't really all that, like, you already can't die in the game, but now you're, like, invincible, and, like, you just shoot a whole bunch of missiles, and it was really slow to go through. I never had fun in that one. I never had fun playing as Tankbot. Not even the first time when I played as it, because the game's already, as Staryu said, pretty slow. You know, you don't really go through much.
And then you're going even slower.
Like, lag.
You're going at the same speed as certain people's brains.
Oh, no. You know, okay. I was actually going to talk about this. I meant to go say something about it, but I mentioned the boss, Capamari, before. I don't know if you have much to say on it, but what was your favorite boss battle? Because I have something to say on this. So, what was your favorite boss battle in Kirby's Epic Yarn, if you have one?
Oh, I didn't really enjoy any of the bosses, if we're being honest. I guess one thing I'll say was kind of interesting, that I thought it was a nice touch, was the first boss, actually, Fangora. I love the fact that you have to, like, grab the button inside of his mouth. And that's pretty much what you do for most of the bosses. You have to grab like a button, and that's how you beat them.
Yeah.
But I just love when I first time I saw it. I'm like, oh my god, this is so adorable. I have to literally grab the button, and Kirby's like literally pulling on it. Oh, it was so cute. So I guess Fangora left the best impression on me. But I'm looking through the bosses. I'm trying to see like what's my favorite. Capamari wasn't bad. Yin, the final boss, Yin Yarn, oh, the sorcerer, oh, he annoyed the hell out of me, oh.
That was a hard boss battle.
Now, that was, like, probably, like, the hard moment of the game, because there's not many hard moments in this game. My favorite, I'll say Fangora.
Okay, so, well, the one thing I really like about the boss battles in general was, Star, you mentioned you had to pull on the button, so once you pull on the button and eventually, like, go, like, I thought it was a really cool touch how, well, first of all, like, the yarn, because they're all outlines, all the characters are, like, outlines of yarn, it'll, like, pull and stretch and move, which was, like, really cool.
Yeah.
But even better was, as you, like, depleted their health, their yarn would get thinner, which I thought was really funny. It was just a cute touch because they really, like, the game itself really plays with the whole yarn aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Yeah. But my favorite boss battle was, it was Squashini.
Oh, yes. Squashini. Yeah, I said he's a squash, I thought. That's why his name is Squash. Like, oh, well, maybe.
Well, pumpkins are squashes.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Or they're gourds.
Squashini is supposed to be based off of squash. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I do agree, he does look a bit like a pumpkin. I love him.
He was the magician of Treatland. And my favorite was when he turned into, or he, not turned into, but he summoned the giant bomb with a jack-o'-lantern face, because I thought it really looked cool. And, his boss battle wasn't that challenging, admittedly, I'm not gonna even pretend like it was. But, I always really like the Kirby boss battles that are kind of like, I don't know how else to describe it, but like, weird. Like, I kind of liken him to like, Paint Roller, or that like, I forgot what the boss's name was, but there's one in Kirby Triple Deluxe who is like a painter, but not Paint Roller. I like the bosses like that, Kirby, because I always think they have the most character.
Right.
Also, painter? What was her name?
I forget. While you look it up, I just want to say quickly about Squashini. The boss battle also takes place on a stage, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So, like, what Waddle Dees, I guess, are, like, watching you. And it's so adorable. And it's just so cute that you were on stage. You had the beat Squashini. That was definitely a nice touch and definitely made the boss more memorable.
It was Paintra. Oh my gosh, I was right. Yeah, her name was Paintra, and she was the boss of Lollipop Land. I think she was funny because she would. She actually had a somewhat similar boss battle, now thinking about it, to Squashini, because they both, like, would summon things and. I mean, stuff like that. But, okay. Next question. So, obviously, I've said it like four times now, the Kirby game was very different. Kirby's Epic Yarn was very different to the Kirby series. Depending on how you look at it, is a good or bad thing. Okay, I said that. But do you think the complete, like, turn on head from the Kirby series still has Kirby's Epic Yarn as a good addition to Kirby or not?
It's kind of tough to say. I mean, it depends how you look at it. Now, if you're a big Kirby fan, you might not enjoy this at all. You might look at it as, ugh, I don't like this at all because it's completely different. But, you know, you also could say, oh, well, it's completely different, but it's in a good way, you know? I love how Kirby's, like, it's playing differently. You can't really float. You can't really do a lot of things. Copyability. It's a really, really big difference. So it depends how you look at it. Me, I see it as pretty much neutral because the game is fun. Don't ever mistake me saying it's not fun. It's fun. It's a fun game. It's just, it's really slow. And for some people, that they just can't do that. And the complete difference from the typical Kirby games, they can't do that. So, it really just depends how you look at it. For me, I think it is a good addition to the series.
Yeah. See, you always are going to have the snobs, because you mentioned, like, there are going to be Kirby people who don't like it, because it's not, like, a traditional Kirby game. And I can tell you, like, firsthand, there are definitely I shouldn't use the word snobs, but, you know, people are like, Kirby's Epic Yarn isn't a real Kirby game, so why was it even given the name Kirby? Which, I believe the game didn't actually start off as a Kirby game. It wasn't like, oh yeah, yeah, Prince Fluff was supposed to be the main character.
Yep, it was not supposed to be a Kirby game.
Yeah, which, I think the reason, you know, mainly why was just so they can market the game better, because more people know Kirby, so yeah, that was probably a smart decision on their part, but I don't... As a standalone title, I think it just would have been better, because it's just the awkward... It's the black sheep of the Kirby series, even though there are definitely a lot of other games like that, too, like Kirby's Rainbow... Or Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is also... that reminds me of that game when I was talking about awkward games in the series, but I think Kirby Rainbow and the Rainbow Curse still works a little bit better as a, you know...
A lot better as a Kirby game.
Title.
A lot to Kirby better. Kirby Canvas Curse as well.
Kirby's Canvas Curse is so good, though. Like, I love that game. This game, it's fine. It's not a bad game, but I don't think it was a good addition to the Kirby series to play Devil's Advocate, but whatever. Don't judge me, please. So, what is one thing you would actually change about Kirby's Epic Yarn completely? What would you do differently?
I would have it so Kirby had copy abilities. I think at least with copy abilities, we still would have been like, okay, this is Kirby. This is Kirby. Come on. This is Kirby. But without copy abilities, that you're taking away the core of the Kirby series. Kirby, in his first game, Kirby's Dream Land, there was no copy abilities, which is we all understand because it was the first game. So whatever. You know, things change. But it's hard to picture a Kirby game with no copy abilities at all. And, you know, we've had things like you, what you just mentioned, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, Kirby's Canvas Curse. And, you know, some people are like, eh, but it's still, those games still feel more like a Kirby game. So I would say I would add copy abilities where I would use Kirby's Whip so that you can grab enemies and you can either put it in your mouth or you can throw the yarn or whatever and it'll turn into a star or whatever. I would make it like that so that Kirby at least had some copy abilities, and then the copy abilities can maybe use his whip, use his little star whip in different ways. Like, who knows, fire could latch out fire or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Kirby's Canvas Curse did something similar to that. He did have copy abilities.
Yes.
So I think that actually probably would have been a good addition, you know, because despite Kirby not being able to turn into a ball, suck up enemies or fly, he still had copy abilities, which is why it definitely feels a little bit more like a Kirby game. So I think maybe they could have done something like that. But I guess one could argue that they did something similar, because Kirby still had the abilities in the form of super transformations, but I don't think that necessarily is the best comparison.
No, yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Super transformations does not count as a copy ability. It's nowhere near.
I do wish, I actually kind of wish, this game probably would have been a lot better, because I hate to use the word better, because I do like it, but, you know, better if it did have the copy abilities, because it just would have been, worked, it would flow better into the Kirby series, but, you know, I don't want to end it off here, but, because it's really short, we only talked about it for 30 minutes, you know what, no, because we have a lot to talk about for news and community, so... What would you give Kirby's Epic Yarn as a final rating now that you're done, you know, done with the game? It's been, you know, it's been out for a good, like, 6 years or so. What would you rate Kirby's Epic Yarn?
You know, overall, like I mentioned, I did have fun playing it. It is a fun game. It's very slow, though, so if you're not into those types of games, you're probably not gonna like this. And also, it's also very different from most Kirby games, so you also might not like it because of that. But if you want to give a new game a chance, you know, and you do like Kirby, you still might enjoy this game. It's $20 on the eShop, so go pick it up if you want. And I'll say my rating of the game. I guess I would rate it, I'm having trouble with this. I want to give it like a 7.0 or a 6.8. I'm in that range, 6.8 to 7.0. In that range, I think that's a fair rating for this game. Because it is fun, but if you don't enjoy the things in the game, you might rate it a lot lower, because there's a lot of things that you might not enjoy. So that's where I'll leave it.
I would give Kirby's Epic Yarn a 60, or 60 or a 6, whatever you want to do. And you might be like, oh my god, that's so low. But like, I'm thinking of it as 50s and up are good games, and 50s and below are not good games. So, I mean, it's still a good game, but it's slow, and it definitely is too easy, and while obviously that wasn't the direction they were going for the game, it's still, that's not forgivable. I mean, I have to be fair with my critiques. So, yeah, it wasn't, you know, amazing. I still had a lot of fun with it. It's definitely not a bad game, and for $20, it's definitely worth buying it if you want to go play a game. So, if you want to go check it out on the Wii U eShop, you should, and you should tell us how you feel about the game if you play it, because I would love to hear what you think if you disagree with us, because I might have been a little bit too harsh for your liking on Kirby's Epic Yarn. Sorry. Okay, so we're gonna go into the news. There's actually a lot of news to talk about. I'm not sure if we're both the best ones to discuss it, so... I'll quickly mention that the Game Awards happened recently. Ooh, hooray. I don't think, there wasn't much to talk about except for what announcement Nintendo's had. Announcements that Nintendo had. Why can't I speak today? The first was, since I know you can't talk about it that much, I'll just mention, Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment. Had its first trailer. I don't think there were actually much details with it. We just saw that there's a lot of new areas to it, and it seems to be a lot more, like, if you guys played Plague of Shadows, you would know that the game is very Plague of Shadows works very differently than normal Shovel Knight. Spectre of Torment is almost like that. I think in terms of actual gameplay, it's much more similar to Shovel Knight than Plague of Shadows was, but obviously I haven't gotten to try it out. I don't think there was a release date or anything, but if you want to see the trailer, it's out there on YouTube. I'm sure you will be a little bit more interested in it if you haven't seen, or if you haven't played Shovel Knight, because this is technically the third game of the Shovel Knight series, because these are both DLC worlds, but they're completely, they can play still very differently and have different stories to it and new levels. So I really think you guys should check this out once it comes out. The second thing that we have to talk about, I don't think, as I said, I don't think me and Star, you are the best ones to talk about it. Because I feel like Ezzy and Boo would be much better to discuss. But there was a big new trailer for Breath of the Wild, the Legend of Zelda game coming out for the Switch and Wii U. I don't know.
I don't know what to say. I don't really know what to say. I didn't really watch it. I was busy. I was at work when this went on anyway. And I don't, I don't really have much to say about it. It's not, I don't really, you gotta understand something about me. And I think that Soul can agree with this too. I don't think Legend of Zelda's bad. It's just, I'm not that interested in it. Like, it's just not my, it's just not my type of game. So, yeah. Breath of the Wild, just, it didn't really interest me that much. I'm gonna be honest, it really didn't. So, we're probably not the best people to talk about this. We'll wait until Boo will come on next week. Hopefully, Dark Boo will be on next week. And we'll talk about it and see what he thinks about it.
Yeah. I won't go too much into it, but I will say, if you didn't see the trailer already, I would suggest watching it now, because I feel like people are talking about it and you might not understand what's going on. But I'll leave it at that for, and save it for next week. Okay. Also with that were some Zelda amiibos, you know, we saw them. Again, I don't think we'll be discussing it much, but since Boo won't discuss it, I don't think Boo's gonna talk about it at all. I will just mention, that there are new Zelda amiibo that are out, and they look very nice. There's Toon Zelda, Ocarina of Time Link, there's, like, an 8-bit Link, and I think there's, like, another Wind Waker Link, so, you know, like, a Toon Link from Wind... Because, I should explain, there's a Toon Link for the Super Smash Bros. One, and I believe the other one is just, the one for the Zelda amiibo series is just a Wind Waker Link, not Super Smash Bros. Toon Link. So, yeah, you should check it out if you want to, if you're an amiibo collector. I've been definitely slipping behind. I haven't gotten a new amiibo since the Callie and Marie ones were revealed.
Oh my god.
I still haven't completed it. I'm almost done. I have, like, I think 10 more to go, and then I'd be complete. I just got really lazy, and they get expensive. Like, the ones I want are somewhat expensive. Like, Wario's kind of expensive, and I know Charizard's not the easiest to get anymore, but whatever. You know, I shouldn't talk about amiibo. I'm a bad person. I am. So, I know Starry's excited about it just because he can make noises during it. Retro Studios is hiring, yes. The people who made Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, and I believe the original Donkey Kong Country Returns, they're hiring people. They have their Twitter officially said, "We have open positions in environment art, animation, and engineering."
Oh, great. I'm good in all three categories. No, just kidding.
Yeah, Starry's gonna be working for Retro Studios, making a new Donkey Kong game for sure.
I'll be making. Oh my god, there's gonna be lots of whos and haws in that game. You gotta wait.
Ooh.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know what they could be working on. I think a lot of people are hoping it's the Metroid game that supposedly is in the works. I would hope it was that, but who's to say?
Something better than Federation Force, maybe?
Yes, please. You know, an actual Samus Aran game.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else to talk about? I mean, like, if you want to, do you want to talk about what's been going on with... have you seen the Pokemon Generations? Have you been watching them?
I actually have not been keeping up to date with them. I have a bunch to keep up with. Yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil it then, because one thing I actually really like about the Pokemon Generation games is they really do. I won't talk about it too much. But if you've been watching the Pokemon Generation series right now, episode 15, The King Returns, is out. They're all on the Pokemon YouTube channel. If you just search up Pokemon Generations, you can watch them all. But they focus on, like, different characters, and they add just a little bit of more story context into it with the dialogue, which is cool. I should probably see... I never actually watched the Japanese ones, because I bet they're in Japanese, and, like, the original translations probably are better than the ones in English, especially because they'll say some awkward things. Just something about it was, like, didn't match what they were saying. So I think the Japanese ones are probably better to watch. I haven't seen them, though, so who's to say? Hmm. But if you haven't been checking them out, I really would, because I really, 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 really like the ones that they've been doing for Unova. I think this is the fourth one they've been doing for Unova. The King Returns, I believe it's the fourth. My favorite was the first one with Iris, because in Unova, well, I won't get into it, because I don't think you've seen it, so I won't say it. But I would check out Pokemon Generations, because it is free, and you should check it out. I think they are having 20 episodes, but I could be wrong, because all that's left is to cover is Kalos. I believe they have some, you know, upcoming episodes for Kalos, but I don't know about that. I thought they were, originally I thought they were only gonna have 10, but apparently not, so I really don't know the number, but okay. That is all for the news and community. Again, we will talk about Zelda Breath of the Wild hopefully next week. And if Ezzy's here, which I'm not sure if he will be, that'll even be better because I don't have much to say on it. But okay, let's end off with what have you been doing? Staryu, do you have a lot to talk about?
Not really. I only have one. Okay. I only have like two things to mention, so I'll mention it quickly.
Then you go first.
Alrighty. So this week I've pretty much just been catching up with Kirby's Epic Yarn, because we decided to talk about Kirby's Epic Yarn, so I've been playing a lot of that. I've been playing Smash Brothers, of course. I played Smash Brothers last night with Boo and SD, which is like the first time we played a game in like 2 weeks, because I've been in a Borderlands craze, and I've just been really busy, so I've not even been on Skype or even looking at Skype. Other than that, yes, let me mention this. Oh god, I'm not gonna get too into it, because I don't know,
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I really shouldn't. I'll just say this. I have a job.
Hooray!
And I am in training right now. And I hate saying that. When I say I'm in training, it makes me sound so like I'm a dog. Ugh, it makes me sick to my stomach. But, you know, they're basically what they're doing is I'm not going to say the store. But yeah, it's a retail place. Pretty much do like stocking some stuff. The only thing I'm a little bit nervous about is carrying heavy things.
Hmm. Okay. As for me, so I've been really, really busy. I have been working all week on math. Literally, oh gosh, I have to set an alarmer, oh my gosh. Okay, I set up alarm reminders for me because I forget to do things a lot. Yeah, I'm not a really good person when it comes to this sort of thing, but I have to turn in my essay for English, my final essay, because I'm about to finish my college classes, both of them. My English one, I think, finishes, even though I think I'm not doing anything, it's supposed to finish, like, next week. And my my final exam for math is this week. Legitimately this week. I'm about to go do it. I don't know when, and I don't know where, but I'm really scared. Yesterday I said telling my mom, I was like, you know, I'm actually not that scared. Like, is this a good thing? and then I was like, I woke up this morning horrified because I don't think I'm prepared.
Oh my god.
This is not like, and if I don't pass it, I don't pass the class, which means I basically wasted my time. I really, 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 I really, really want to pass. Like, I know everyone's like, I want to pass this thing, but like, I really want to pass because this affects like my entire college experience later on down the road.
Have you been studying?
I'm starting my review tomorrow. I'm not going to get too much into it just because it's boring, but like when I took my midterm, I actually got to take it at my school. I didn't have to go through the college that I'm working through. I didn't actually have to go to the campus. I'm really hoping she's going to let me do it this time. She's going to let me do that where I can just work at the school. So I mean, who knows, I could wait all the way till Friday to take it, but I'm gonna start my review Sunday, and, you know, just work. The sad is, I've been taking the class, and I don't think I could really tell you what I've learned. Like, how to do one thing. Maybe, like, all the other stuff I pretty much already knew how to do, but not, and that's to say, oh, it's easy. No, like, the stuff that was really hard, like, I learned it for a week, and then I forgot it, so, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's not fun. If you guys are doing stuff like that, the listeners, if you guys have to do that, you know the pain, you know the struggle, it's not fun. Especially because you can procrastinate like I do. I very much procrastinate when it comes to my English stuff because there's not much to do in the last month. It was just work on my essay, work on my essay, work on my essay, and I worked on my essay very hard for the first week, not knowing I had basically 3 more weeks to revise it, so there's not much change to it. So, whoops. What else have I been doing? I've been playing Pokemon Sun and Moon. Oh, yes, this is actually a good time to mention it. I discussed the Pokemon, Minior and Oranguru, last week, and I told you, I said it was gonna be a really good combination to use. I think it was gonna be a really, really good combination to use Oranguru and Minior together in doubles, and they're reasonably good. The problem is, Oranguru is not reliable, like, pickup where, you know, Minior lacks in.
Because
there are a lot of defensive Pokemon. There are a lot of defensive Pokemon in the battle tree to face. But I think it just works well if you have a really good team, like other team members that help them. Because if that works, then, or if you have those, then they'll be fine together. But because Minior can sweep with, like, it's a Minior with Acrobatics, Shell Smash, Earthquake, and Rock Slide. I think that's, like, the best moveset for it because...
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Mental Herb it has. I give it a Mental Herb with Shell Smash, and then I use Instruct, so it only loses its defense once. Or its defense is once, not twice, like it normally would. So, good for them. And then I can use... I found out another cool thing you can do. If your Oranguru can last, you can use the move Psych Up on your Minior after it uses Shell Smash twice, and it can copy all of those stats, which is very, very fun to do. The problem is, as I said, Oranguru does not have the best move pool, so it's not like it can do much with it, especially using Psych Up and Instruct as 2 move slots. It's not the best. I think he would work well in, like, teams of 6, not teams of 4, because other Pokemon can do other things, but with Oranguru being, like, the hinge for my team and it not being that amazing... It works. It's not the best. Especially because I've been also using a Silvally, and Silvally is not that good. It is, mediocre. It doesn't have really good attack stats. Its only good move is multi-attack, which is basically a physical, weaker version of Judgment that would, you know, it changes type depending on what type Silvally is. It's not amazing. I chose Electric because Electric has few weaknesses, but... I'm quickly realizing that's probably not the best idea because it limits the use of Earthquake with my Minior. So I think I'm going to change to Grass. Poison. Probably Poison would be the best thing because it also goes against, you know, Fairy types, which are not a weakness to my team, but it's always better to cover more types.
So, yeah, have things covered, yeah.
Especially because its only other really good strong moves are... Crunch, which is not good against fairy types at all, and Dragon Claw, which obviously doesn't affect it. So, I think that's probably my best bet. Oh, and it's like last move is, what is it? X Scissor? Something okay. I don't really remember. I've been doing some Pokemon stuff. I think, it's kind of funny. I've been working on preparing my teams for like the next times I play through the game. And I've decided that, well, I'm obviously going to do a Decidueye and Incineroar run, but I thought that, I was like, I want to do one more run, so I thought, why not do it like Pokemon Yellow, because you can catch Pichus almost immediately when you start the game, so I'm going to catch Pichu and do one where Pikachu is my quote-unquote starter, so I think that's going to be fun, because there are a lot of different, like, a lot of the Pokemon that we have this generation are actually really, like, cool, and I want to try them out. Like, I really like Serena.
Serena, yeah.
I've seen people in competitive already, say it's probably, like, a weird screen user, like, because it can learn both Light Screen and Reflect, and people are saying that's actually a really good idea with it, but I don't really think so, because it doesn't have that great speed, but that setup in particular use the move Low Sweep, so it'll lower the speed, but I don't think that's a good... I think that's too much for a grass type to do, because I don't think you can really expect grass types to last that long unless using Mega Venusaur, so I just don't think it's a good idea to do that, but I want to try out some stuff with Serena anyway, because I don't think it's going to be competitively viable compared to, like, Minior and stuff, but, you know, it's something. Lastly, I was just out shopping today, which is very exciting, and I've been planning on getting my Christmas presents, and so I'm getting my Christmas presents for my French teacher, and I went to World Market. For those of you who don't know what World Market is, it's, you know, a place where you can go out and get some foreign items. You can, you know, there's,
ooh,
like, stuff from Japan and stuff from Europe, and the stuff I got was from France for my French teacher, which I know is, like, kind of stereotypical, and you're like, it's almost like a cop-out gift, because it's not like she's from France or anything, but I still think I should. I was like, I don't know, I'm gonna get her something. And for Christmas, also, I'm gonna do, like, cookies in a jar, where you can just get cookie mix, and all you have to do is add, like, eggs and butter or something, and hooray, you got cookies. The problem is, I was gonna get, I went to a thrift store a month ago, and they had this helmet of some character that my other teacher really likes, and I went to go buy it, because I was like, you know what, maybe I should go buy it. And I went out to go and get it. I told him about it, but I went out to go and get it this month, which, you know, a month later today, and they didn't have it. They said it was sold, and I gotta go ask him if he was the one who bought it, because they don't remember who bought it. So, because I was like, if he didn't get it, I let him down, because I really wanted to get him that for his for Christmas. So, but I'm also gonna give him the cookies in a jar too, but I'm like, I don't know if he's the type of person who wants to make cookies, so I was like, I need to think of something better. I feel like I should get pre-made cookies and give them to him, because I don't think he's the type of person who's gonna want to make them himself. Okay. That is all for what I've been doing. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. That was the end of the Kirby's Epic Yarn discussion. I hope you guys liked it. So I'm gonna go on to the ending information. You can subscribe and rate us. Please rate us. The Lost Levels podcast, of course, on iTunes, because it helps us grow and helps us smile.
Oh my gosh.
Please. You can go to thelostlevels.mariopoeialegacy.com for all the episodes and details we have for upcoming episodes sometimes, and, you know, just the Lost Levels hub at thelostlevels.mariopoeialegacy.com. Remember that. Or you can go to MarioPartyLegacy.com for the standard news and community, and the forum is also there, so you can go there for more goodness. And also, we have a whole bunch of different social media platforms if you want to go there. Twitter is probably the best, because Twitter is very good at having notifications for when each episode comes up, plus Twitter gives notifications. Like, it's very easy to just set notifications ready, so I suggest going there. You can also do that on the YouTube page, because we do have the episodes updated to our YouTube pages, or page, The Lost Levels MPL. So check us out there. As for me, of course, you can find me on Miiverse at Compete. I really don't use social media that much anymore, because I kind of grew out of it, but Staryu, I know you want to tell everyone where you're found.
Oh, I'm found everywhere in this world. I am Spider Staryu on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, Google+, and also Instagram. All of it is Spider Staryu, so go follow me on all of those places and get your daily or weekly dose of Spider Staryu. Yeah.
Your weekly dose. Your weekly dose of juice.
Ooh.
So obviously this is the start of the month of Wii games. What can we tell them what next week's game is going to be?
We sure can. Next week is Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
So if you guys are wanting to talk about it some more, you can probably you should probably play it too, since I think maybe I'll be there. I don't really know if I want to go play it. I should. But we talked about Kirby's Epic Yarn this week, which with no warning, but now you guys have been warned. Told we're going to be playing Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, so we'll see you all next week, where we'll talk about all that and more. See you.
Goodbye. Later.